Brent, things are coming easily for you guys in the first quarter. What was the difference in the game? Obviously, Lou Williams had a major impact, too.
Yeah, he changed the game when he came into the game. We lost the tempo that we had. And, I thought we came out and we played defense. We shared the ball. We moved the ball. We moved bodies. And, just, I don't know what happened.
Ron, you mentioned a plan. You had an approach plan before the game. Were you able to achieve that?
Early on. I mean, once I sat down, they made a run. They made a run and just kind of messed up the rhythm, of what we were trying to do. And, once a team like that gets a rhythm, then, we just couldn't turn them off of it.
Was it defense, do you think, looking back on it, LeBron? Was it the
41% from the field. Shot 36%, from the three-point line. They had 42 free throws. Lou Will came in the game. He had 6 free throws in a span of 2 minutes. He had 9 in the first half. Can't allow that. Got to be able to play defense without fouling. They're second in the league in free throws attempted, and we said that before the game. So we knew it going into the game, and we still allowed him to do it.
What about the turnovers again, the high number?
I think it's all chemistry. I think it has a lot to do with chemistry. Knowing where guys are. For me, I'm throwing passes where I expect guys to be, and they're not there. And, that's a problem of mine. I mean, 2 of them was charges. I didn't think either one of them was charges, actually, after watching the replays. And one of them was just careless. For me, I do a better job of that. I don't really mind the attack turnovers, though.
You have to take more focus on getting to the basket during these runs. It seems like you guys settled for jumpers a lot of times during these runs.
I mean, that's easy to point out. We also got to the basket, missed shots as well. And, we do a better job of, just getting stops. When a team – we're a very fragile team right now. Well, we're a fragile team from the beginning. Any little adversity that hits us, we just shell up. And that's something that will come with experience. And it's not even the lowest it's going to get for us. I told a few guys, the lowest it can get is being up 17 in the fourth quarter in game 2 of the finals and losing. I can get that low. Or being up 2-1, going into game 4 and lose 4 straight, and lose 3 straight in the finals. That's very low. So. I'm very optimistic. I'm very positive, more positive than I thought I would be right now. So we look at what we did wrong, things that we did well, and we get ready for Orlando coming here on Monday.
What are you basing that positivity on?
You base it on, the work ethic that we have to put into the game. Guys, we're here for a reason. We want to win, but we have to make it happen. And I think it's still too early for me to be any. I can't be negative at all. Once I crack, then it trickle down to everybody else. So I would never do that to these guys. I owe it to them, and but we owe it to our fans as well. Growing up, and playing the way we did in the first quarter, we have to sustain that as much as possible. Everyone has to be ready. From the starting five to the guys that comes in off the bench, sustain the same effort, the same energy, and we live with the results.
Hey, Bron, with the fact that a lot of these guys haven't been in winning situations before, and you guys are on this 4-game losing streak, is there a concern that this can become normal?
Well, I never want to say it's normal. Losing should never be normal, not only in a basketball game or in life itself. You accept losing, then you'll never achieve anything. The fact that, I can see that it's our team is very fragile, and some of the guys, they 4-0 lead or 6-0 run happens and guys start, resulting back to previous habits. And we got to continue to push forward, continue to work the system, continue to play like we were before and go from there.
You said before the game you were waiting to see something before you changed the way you were doing. What were you waiting to see?
Information for myself.